The Ann Arbor community continues to process the recent removal of city administrator Howard Lazarus from the job. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now by Ann Arbor City Councilwoman Jane Lum. Hi, Jane. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us here. We reached out to several of the council members who voted for the removal of Howard Lazarus, and you responded, and we're very grateful for that, as we always strive to provide both sides of the story. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. I appreciate your having me, and hopefully I'll try to help provide some information.
Well, what is the story behind the firing of Howard Lazarus?
Where to start? First, let me just say again, I want to be clear that I won't get into any specific comments about Mr. Lazarus or his performance, because that's not appropriate or professional or fair to him. And as part of the separation agreement, there is a non-disparagement clause. I just want to say that up front. I think what led to this, it's safe to say this has been building for some time. And obviously, we have a situation with a majority of an 11-member body. This isn't just about one or two outliers. Agreed, a change in leadership is necessary. An obvious takeaway for folks can be that in and of itself demonstrates pretty clearly that the relationships are not healthy and what they need to be, and that folks didn't see the situation improving. And Ann Arbor residents need and deserve a high-performing team, and we just don't have that now. We haven't had it for a while, and came to the conclusion that it's not likely to change. So this isn't about one or two council member relationships with the city administrator. Again, obviously, several council members shared these concerns about the council administrator relationship, and it would be one thing if the relationships didn't start well, then improve, but that has not happened. The relationships have been deteriorating, not improving.
I hear you on the non-disparagement clause, okay. But I still think a lot of people are wondering, what is
sure.
the reason? Is there a reason, a concrete thing that you can tell us that led to this decision?
Well, again, I don't want to get into any specifics of Mr. Lazarus's performance, but I will say an essential part of an administrator's job is to develop healthy, positive working relationships with the elected officials. I have seen it stated by the mayor and council members who voted against this. They've said a couple things publicly since the meeting that I would like to clear the air on, if I may.
Please, absolutely.
Okay, thanks. I think they, do need to be responded to and clarified. First, the suggestion has been made that the majority of council members who voted for this simply didn't like Mr. Lazarus. To that, I would just say that is absurd and it's insulting. This is not about like. It's about having the positive, healthy relationships between the elected officials and the administrator necessary for our city government to work effectively. We just simply, we're not in that place. There, it was also stated, okay, so the separation agreement is a separation agreement without cause. That has been interpreted by the mayor and council members who voted against this agreement, that there was no justification and that it was a capricious decision. That is also not true. Every council member knew this was a very important decision and thought very carefully about it. And the decision to handle the separation this way without cause was because we all concluded that was the best approach to take for both the city and for Mr. Lazarus, and not because there wasn't justification or causes for action. When you ask me, so what are the reasons, I think it's safe to say those of us who voted for the separation are now being criticized. Would very much like to get into specifics, but as tempting as it is, we're just not going to do that. And at least I'm not going to do that.
But you can assure the residents of Ann Arbor and people listening right now that his removal was justified.
Well, we thought very carefully about this and would not have done this if we didn't feel it was justified.
Well, what is
and necessary? Again, I mean, one thing the mayor said that I agree with again is that residents want city government to work. And that happens when you have a high-performing team. And honestly, Ann Arbor doesn't have that now. And the relationships are deteriorating, not improving. And, okay, so we're faced with a situation like that, and a majority of council members concluded a change in leadership was necessary. So many things have been said about this. You know, it's understandable. There's a lot of speculation. Another one of the things that the mayor and council members who voted against this said about those of us who did said, the mayor said, I read his statement. He said, like any good professional, Mr. Lazarus listens to everyone. To suggest, in other words, that concerns about Mr. Lazarus's objectivity and impartiality were unfounded or some sort of, conspiracy theory. And on that matter, I would just note that it's important to remember that in Mr. Lazarus's application for the Gainesville, Florida position, he applied for that job last July, Mr. Lazarus himself said and implied that he was philosophically aligned with the council in place when he was hired, and that he was seeking the Gainesville job because of the council makeup change. He referenced the 2018 election, and to this, Council Member Ram Wowie, one of the new members, I think he articulated the concern very delicately but very well in his comment when he said, we feel at times the wind's not at our back. That says a lot. No council member should be made to feel their voices don't matter. The new council members were elected by their constituents and deserve more. This isn't about politics or picking sides. The issue to me isn't which side, an administrator chooses. It's with choosing sides at all. In Ann Arbor, we have a council, what's called a council manager form of city government. So council sets the policy and the administrator leads the team in implementing the policy. And this should be about extending mutual respect, regard, and treatment of all members of an elected body so they can do the work that their constituents elected them to do.
That's what I heard, that this was about backroom politics, and you were saying that is not the case.
No. It's about treating everyone equally, acting as a team, like a team. We're all here just trying to serve our constituents. I know some council members talked about communication issues, but I've been through 3 evaluations, and that's some of it, I believe.
Have you been hearing from Ann Arbor residents sharing their response? What are you hearing?
People are very upset with us for taking this action. I think people are also understandably angry and upset that this was not done more transparently, and I get those concerns.
What could have been done to fix things?
Well, I just get back to some of the concerns I just touched upon that were also raised by the mayor and council members who didn't support this, who have obviously different take on things about that there was no justification, the issue of objectivity, impartiality. Again, it's not about which side someone may choose. It's, and again, think of Mr. Lazarus's own words when he, expressed his desire to leave Ann Arbor when he was applying for the Gainesville, Florida job. He specifically referenced the change in the makeup of the council that came with the 2018 election. What he was saying is that everything was great before these new people came on board and were elected. How would this make you and your constituents feel? I think that's a significant statement. It says a lot.
All right, so you voted him out by a majority. He signed the termination agreement. You're done. You're moving forward. What will you be looking for in your next Ann Arbor City Administrator?
Someone who is very professional, who gives you his or her best professional advice, doesn't care, if you're a part of a majority, a minority, what partisan side of an aisle you're coming on, you're from, doesn't salute, but who is just highly ethical, honest, and professional. And I think that we'll be just fine. I really do. I've lived through a couple of these kinds of transitions before. I have every confidence in our staff that they'll, stand up and deliver. So I don't want our community to worry. Some people have brought up the fact, a valid one, that we're in budget season and a budget will be drafted. And that's probably the busiest time of the year for us. looking ahead at the fiscal year 21 budget. So, and then who knows what will happen with the search. But I just think it's in everybody's best interest to just seek the best professional, apolitical person, you know, that will serve our community.
Ann Arbor City Council Member Jane Lum, among the seven who voted in favor of the termination of Howard Lazarus as city administrator. Thank you so much for sharing your side of the story with us here on 89.1 WEMU. You're always welcome back. We want to present all the sides of every story that we're reporting here.
And thank you again very much for having me, Lisa. I appreciate WEMU's efforts to fairly and thoroughly provide news about our local activities in and around Ann Arbor and the entire county. So thank you very much.